Franklin Graham sees Donald Trump at border, he was a great encouragement. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 1, 2024. Christian evangelist Franklin Graham ran into former President Donald Trump at the border on Thursday, sharing a picture and noting that Trump served as a great encouragement to many that day. "Look who I ran into at the border today. At real Donald Trump was a great encouragement to many here," Graham wrote, sharing a photo of him shaking hands with the former president. His post followed Trump's visit to Eagle Pass, Texas, where the former president delivered remarks on what he described as the Joe Biden invasion. Describing the measures his administration took to secure the border during his tenure, Trump said, "We ended catch and release, we built 571 miles of border wall. Much more than I promised I would build, we purchased another 200 miles of wall materials, and they sold that, much of it for 5 cents on the dollar." Trump also highlighted the actions Biden has taken to undo the border security measures the Trump White House put in place, including nixing Remain in Mexico. "3 years ago, we had the most secure border in history. People weren't coming because they knew they couldn't get in. We weren't promising free education, free medical, free everything," Trump made clear. Immigration has, once again, emerged as a top issue among voters leading up to the 2024 presidential election, and many conservatives believe Trump should make it a central point of his campaign. Former Trump aide Sam Nunberg told Breitbart News Saturday, for example, that Trump should choose a running mate who is solely focused on the border. "What I mean is that he puts his VP as a referendum, as you're voting on a certain issue," he said, adding, "In 3.5 to 4 years, you will have had 8 million illegals. At a minimum, that's 8 million, that's what the government is saying, that are dispersed across this country." Related exclusive, large group of migrants from many nations crosses border into Arizona. "You will have had policies that he immediately reversed on day one when he came into the Oval Office from President Trump's policies," he said, urging Trump to pick someone and say that this person's job is going to be to immediately report to me day to day on immigration, on deportations, on closing the border, on dealing with Mexico and the other countries in that area, on enforcement, on possible military action against the cartels." Before his trip to the border, Trump's team released a campaign video bashing illegal alien crime in President Biden's America. "When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best," Trump says in the opening of the video, a clip from when he first entered the political arena. "It's coming from more than Mexico. They're bringing drugs." From there, the video cuts to news coverage of anchors discussing how traffickers are busier than ever and how hundreds of pounds of cocaine hidden inside rocks being transported across the border and 300 pounds of narcotics were seized and $400,000 worth of liquid meth, and the amount of fentanyl seized so far is enough to kill over 30 million people. The video then cuts back to Trump saying illegal aliens are bringing crime into the United States, before it switches to news anchors again covering various murders and other crimes committed by illegal aliens. The first one highlighted is the murder of Lachlan Riley, the 22-year-old student recently killed in Georgia by an illegal alien. Then it highlights several other killings by illegal aliens of Americans, including the killing of 19-year-old Adrienne Sophia Exum, the killing of 16-year-old cheerleader Lizbeth Medina, the killing of 5 Americans including a 9-year-old, the killing of a police officer by an illegal alien, and another illegal alien who killed a mother and son while driving drunk. Watch, exclusive, Trump campaign video bashing illegal alien crime.